I'm going to share with you guys a little Dvar Torah on the parasha, this week's parasha. So we have Parashas Noach, we have the story of the Mabul. So there's a pasuk in the parasha, it's actually, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Nun Dalet Pasuk Tes. The pasuk says, Ki Mei Noach Zosli, the waters of Noach, are to me. So Chazal say in the Zohar and in the Medrash that the Mabul is called here, we see in this pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Mabul is called Mei Noach, Noah's flood, the flood of Noach. It's not just the flood that took place in Noach's lifetime. That's not why it's called Mei Noach, Noach's flood. But rather, in a certain sense, he is blamed. Noach is blamed for the Mabul. Mei Noach. It's Noach's flood. So the Zohar says, what's the pshat that it's called in the language of the Navi in Yeshaya? Mei Noach, Noach's flood, that he's somewhat taken to task. He's somewhat considered at fault for the fact that the flood transpired, that the Mabul happened. Says the Zohar, the reason is because that when Noah was told by Hashem that I'm going to bring a Mabul and destroy the world, but I'm going to save you and your family, you can build this teva, and I'm going to save you and your family, Noah does not react by davening to Hashem to save the world, to save the rest of mankind. Next week's parasha, we see that Avraham Avinu, Hashem tells him he's going to destroy Sodom. People in Sodom are very wicked people. Mamish, terrible, terrible Rishayim. And Avraham Avinu, he engages in a lengthy dialogue with Hashem. He davens, maybe there are X amount of tzaddikim in the city. Could you spare the city? He's davening and speaking to Hashem, engaging in a dialogue that Hashem should save the people of Sodom from being destroyed. Even though he knows they're Rishayim, but maybe they have a merit that there's X number of tzaddikim living in the city, and that merit, the city should be spared. But Noach did not daven. He didn't daven for the people in his generation. And therefore, the Chazal say, quoted by the Zohar and the Medrash, that Noach is somewhat at fault. He's taken to task for the flood happening. It's somewhat his fault. Mei Noach, it's called his flood. So there's a big question here, which is, what's the pshat? What's the reason why Noach does not daven for the people in his generation, whereas Avraham Avinu, we see, did daven for the people in his generation? And that perhaps also explains the Rashi in the beginning of the parasha, that Rashi says that Tzadik Haya B'Doraisov, he was a Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'Doraisov, he was righteous and complete in his generation. Had he been, says Rashi in the second pshat, Yesh Darshan Osalignai, that had he lived in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have been nothing. He wouldn't have been considered anything. Why? Because we see Avraham Avinu was a bigger tzaddik. Avraham Avinu daven for Sodom. The people in Sodom should be saved. And Noach did not daven for the people in his generation. So one question is, what's the pshat why Noach didn't daven? So I saw this morning in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, from Rav Baruch Simon, Shlita, one of the Rosh Yeshiva at YU, has a beautiful Sefer on Chumash called Imrei Baruch, and I think traditionally the YU office downstairs has been giving them out copies of the Imrei Baruch, either Bereshis or Shmos, complimentary copy to all Shana Aleph guys on the YU Israel program, so you can look into that. If they're going to give it out, it's kedai to get it. It's an excellent sefer. He quotes there the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi is Reb Levi Yitzchak of Barditchov. So the Kedushas Levi gives the following pshat. He says that we find later in the parasha, Rashi says, Af Noach mikatne emuna hoya. Pasuk says, Vayavoy Noach lateva. Noach entered the teva mipnei mei hamabul, because of the waters of the flood. So Rashi is bothered. Why does the Torah say that Noach entered the Teva because of the waters of the flood? So Rashi says, quoting again a Medrash, Af Noach Mikatnei Amunah Haya, he was a small believer. Mamin Veino Mamin. He believed, but he didn't believe at the same time. Sheyovo Yamabel. He believed there'd be a flood, but he didn't really believe it. So like Nichlas Leteva, he didn't enter the Teva. Ad Shedachku Amayim, until the water forced him. He had no choice. Then he entered the Teva. But even as it was raining and the water was rising, Noach thought that it's not going to be a flood. God's not going to destroy the world. I don't have to go yet into the Teva. It was only when it reached the point that it was, I don't know, up to his nose, he went into the Teva. So he was Mekatni Amunah. He was a small believer. That's what Rashi explains. Pasuk, the Pnei Me'amabu. The Kedushas Levi gives a different pshat. So this statement in Chazal, that Af Noach Mekatni Amunah Hoya, says the Kedushas Levi, Noach had small belief. What does it mean, Chazal say? Noach was not such a great believer. His belief was limited. Says the Kedushas Levi, Noach didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe that he was such a tzaddik, that he was worthy, that what he did mattered. He didn't think what he did mattered. He didn't believe in himself. That's what it means, Af Noach Mikatnei Amunah Haya. So therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bat Dichov, that's why Noach didn't daven for his generation, because he didn't believe that his tefillah would make a difference. He didn't think that my tefillah matters, my tefillah counts, my tefillah will have an effect. And therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, Noach didn't daven for his generation. He didn't daven for his generation. That's the explanation given by the Kedushas Levi, that he didn't believe in himself. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, right there in the left-hand corner, next to Rav Kook, you can see a picture of him. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, during World War II, and then later here in Eretz Yisrael, so he has a sefer called Sichas Musar. He has a long piece on this question. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says the following. He says that Noach knew, like we see later by Avraham Avinu, that if you don't have 10 righteous people in the place, the place will not be saved. That's why Chazal say Avraham Avinu didn't daven, less than 10 people will you spare the city. Because Avraham Avinu knew from the generation of Noach that there were less than 10 righteous people. It was only Noach. And he was the only righteous person, really. His family was spared together with him, but there weren't really any other righteous people around. It says, in the Ramban explains, we saw this yesterday, those who are learning with me Chumash, and Ramban says in the Pasuk, Tzaddik, Tamim Hayu Bidai Raisav, says Ramban, he was the only Tzaddik in all the generations of his life. There was no one else who was a Tzaddik. Noach was the only Tzaddik. So Noach knew, less than 10 people, Avraham Avinu knew, Hashem is not going to save the place. So Noach knew, there's less than 10 righteous people. There's no point, Noach thought, in davening to save the world. Because I'm basically the only tzaddik around. So Hashem's not going to save the world in my merit because there's only not enough tzaddikim. You need to have 10 tzaddikim to save the world. So ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, okay, so if he knew that and that's true, so then why do Chazal blame, to a certain extent, Noach for the Mabul that the Torah, the Navi, calls the Mabul May Noach, Noach's flood? Why is he at fault? Why is he at fault? The tefillah was not going to be accepted by Hashem. We take him to task. He should have davened. But he knew the tefillah wouldn't be accepted because they're less than 10 righteous people. The answer is, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the following yesod. Very famous yesod. He says in Chazal that there were three people who gave advice to Paro. First was, I think Yisro, he said that he should let the Jews out. So Yisro was rewarded that he joined the Jewish people. Then Bilam said you should kill the Jews, persecute them. So Bilam died. That was his gzera that he ended up getting killed. And then the third one was Eov. That Eov, he didn't see when he was one of Paro's advisors, Paro asked him what to do. So Eov remained silent. He didn't say anything. He remained silent. And what was his punishment? That he got terrible yisurim, terrible, terrible suffering, the yisurim of Eov. So says Reb Chaim Shlevitz, what's the midah keneged midah? The midah keneged midah is that when it hurts, if you're in pain, you cry out. So Eov, okay, you weren't able to be on the level to give advice that you could empathize with the Jewish people, that they should go out, be freed. But at least you should feel their pain. The pain of another human being that he's suffering. You couldn't feel their pain. You were like Rabbi El-Mali spoke about, numb, you were numb. Eov, so the midah keneged midah is the punishment is you're going to get terrible, terrible yisurim that are going to cause you to just cry out. Cry out. Because when a person is in pain, their natural reaction is to cry out when you're in pain. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what Chazal, that's the tviya, that's the taina, so to speak, the issue that Chazal saw fault in Noach's behavior, that he didn't daven to Hashem to save the generation. It wasn't, Noach had a rationale, he rationalized his actions. He said, what's the point of me davening? There are not enough righteous people in the generation that Hashem will stop the mabul in their merit. So why should I even daven? But the answer is that's a mistake. It's a mistake because if you're in pain, you cry out. So you should feel the pain that the world is being destroyed. You should feel the pain and cry out and daven. And that's why there's a taina on Noach that Noach should have davened. Because apparently he didn't feel the pain of the destruction of the world. If he felt the pain, then he would have davened. And that's why it's called Mei Noach. It's in a sense his fault. The flood, because he should have felt the pain that the world is being destroyed. So the lesson, I think, is very clear to us. First of all, like the Kedushas Levi says, person should never have, he shouldn't sell himself short. He shouldn't underestimate his abilities, what he can accomplish, or the significance of what he does. If he does a mitzvah, if he learns, if he davens, it's very significant what we do. You can't be like Noach, mikatne emuna, to be a small believer. A person has to believe in himself. Every person has tremendous abilities, tremendous capabilities. And everything that a person does is significant and counts. And the second lesson is that we're in Eis Tzara now, we're in a time of great, great distress, great difficulty. We have to feel the pain. We have to feel the pain and we have to daven to Hashem. At least by davening, we show that we feel the pain that we're experiencing together as a nation, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should take this lesson and not fall into the mistake of Noach. Have a good chance. Okay, I apologize for being.